This recording, Guangxi 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old room in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to drift around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, he tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, he administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown. My hometown is not a very big place. It's not an industrialized place. It is surrounded by the mountains and rivers. There's a not very big river surrounded my hometown. And there's a big tree and a pot in front of my home. So during my childhood, that's my happiest time I spent in my childhood. Even though it has been more than 20 years, no very big changes had taken place in our hometown. But I think that the people in my hometown, they are very friendly, honest, and is full of hospitalities. 空地冷雨要塞大一平，空地间要塞又更像佛塞，没是已经非常发了的时代吗？对呢，要朋友从好远的地方来，没是已经非常发了的时代吗？第三，别人没手机，我的还没过海，还没是已经政治员多个时代吗？对呢，关于政治的空地间时间300平，用一句话讲。就是暖没我那么短，没我退伍，既要门像空地门个孝顺，空地间个里孝顺个娘，但是娘还能够为父母， 大公表明或者黑标的，但是我告我妈也能够个地度，如果没尊敬父母，王告我妈有什么区别呢？你另说。空地间很一道人都是么推出去都给你是整个姻缘，很久想的恩算都给你是整当年想的能够把个中暑的想法能够算一算呢，当年想的能够把个一道年的中暑的弄法算一算呢。